The crossing between Brattleboro and Hinsdale consists of two bridges connected by an island in the middle of the Connecticut River. The bridges are almost 100 years old and officially belong to New Hampshire. The Granite State owns most of the river and would bear most of the cost of a proposed $37 million single-span replacement bridge. But the project was recently removed from New Hampshire's 10-year transportation plan, raising concerns that the bridges won't be replaced anytime soon. Vermont has been involved for decades in local efforts to move the project forward.
This project is very important to the livelihood of the southeast regional area.
Danny Landry manages the bridge project for the Vermont Agency of Transportation. The agency hopes to revive the effort to replace the aging spans. New Hampshire State Legislator Bill Butinski, who represents Hinsdale, says the bridges are equally important on his side of the river.
If and when that bridge, in fact, deteriorates further and trucks are no longer allowed to go over it, and the Highway Department, I believe, estimates that's likely to happen in the next 10 years, Hinsdale will have major economic difficulties.
The bridges serve about 10,000 vehicles a day. The state of New Hampshire has designated them as functionally obsolete because they weren't designed for modern traffic. They're not listed as unsafe, but Butinski disagrees. He says big trucks are forced to cross the center line to avoid hitting the bridge's narrow frame.
And when you're coming in the other direction and a major large truck is coming down the middle, it's somewhat frightening. And people oftentimes, in fact, run into the sides of the bridge.
A railroad crossing on the Brattleboro side stops bridge traffic when trains pass. Butinski says that's a problem because Hinsdale residents rely on Brattleboro's hospital and ambulance services.
When there's a train going by, the ambulances may be delayed 5 or 10 minutes, and that, in fact, can be life-threatening.
Several years ago, a bi-state committee approved a design for a bridge that would bypass the tracks. The Vermont Transportation Agency has just completed a federally mandated environmental assessment of that plan, a necessary step for the project to move forward. But nothing can happen unless the state of New Hampshire is on board. Butinski says his region is a lower priority for scarce highway funds than the state's busy I-93 corridor, which also needs work. The region's advocates are determined to get the project back on the 10-year plan. They're drumming up support for a public meeting the state will hold this fall to consider the request. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.